wanting to create a family fun center, we really wanted to do it so that we could leave a legacy for our Andrew and other individuals with disabilities, whether it be physical or intellectual. And in our hometown, there was an abandoned mini golf driving range and batting cage that we thought would just be the perfect vehicle for us to do this. The gentleman would not sell it. He had plans to create other, really a condo complex. I was disappointed, so I put the dream away. And the dream sat for 3 years, the business plan, the ideas, the branding. And Brandy had picked Arkansas as a vacation spot for us to go hiking and kayaking and fishing. And we would drive through Mountain Home every day, back and forth to the different beautiful places to hike, just to enjoy the mountains here. Somebody in town had told us about another facility on the other side of town. We drove past it the first three times because it was so overgrown. You literally wouldn't have known it was there.
Now that your dream is growing, Little T's Mini Golf and More, and you're here in the area, you've partnered with the Mountain Home High School for an internship for students with disabilities to give them an opportunity to learn job skills. So tell us a little about that.
So our heart is, our Andrew has Down syndrome and he's amazing. And really where it came from, there are two amazing vehicles for this in the country. One is called Biddy and Bo's Coffee. There's now 26 of them across the country. And then out of Texas, there's Howdy Homemade, which is an ice cream chain. Both of those organizations, 90% of their employees have a disability. You know, what do we love to do? And mini golf and family fun. And that was important to us. So once we had started and got an operational, we met Kathy Beckham from Mountain Home High School and had some great initial conversations. And she was really curious. She'd never heard of Biddy and Bo's or Howdy Homemade. And once I showed them to her, she was like, oh, we can do this. And we were all in. And, you know, Dr. Long was very supportive of us wanting to work with the high school, with Guy Berry. And we had two interns that the first season, and Johnny just excelled. He really would take direction well. He was a go-getter, but I made a requirement that he had to get his diploma. That was important to me.